Good morning, everyone. Yes.
Hello. Tali Curran, our guest on the programme this morning. Nice to have you. We've spoken loads of times before, but it's really always
we
nice
have,
to talk
actually,
to you.
And I was just going to ask Tali where she actually is, because I've been following her on social media since last year when we last spoke, and she's been everywhere.
Yes, I did. No, but I'm keeping the rules more than anyone else. And no, I've been in a few places, and I'm in London. London, not far away.
Okay. How are you doing? Nice to see you.
I'm on a state of recovering. I did on Friday the longest live streaming set that I ever done. 4 hours for the Samaritans.
4 hours.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing you've been doing. I saw bits of it on stream on Friday.
Yeah, and you saw that I had many complications, but I didn't let go. And at the end, it's really ended well. I did over 4 hours because I found in the church a spot that I had internet. So I managed to do it on Instagram and Facebook. So 4 hours to do for fundraising for such an important thing. And I'm very happy that I'm doing it. I'm still in, so we will talk about it hopefully a little bit, but I am in a state of recovering.
Yes.
So how did the Samaritans idea and the fundraising all come about in the first place?
I must say that someone that is working with me, it was so clever to suggest it for me, because my single call, I'm calling you. It was written in a time that I was in completely despair, coming to London, no family, no friends, but not knowing that I can call a number in a very dark moments. I didn't know that I can call a number for free without being shy that people we know, who I am, what I am, all those stuff. And so that's how it happens. He told me, why don't we do something nice for the Samaritans? And I, of course, volunteer, didn't know that 4 hours will be a challenging. If it was, you know what, if it was like yourself in at home, it would have been much easier. I could have a cup of tea or coffee and just relax. But being in a church, I didn't have audience. I thought I would have audience, but it was a very cold Friday evening, 6 o'clock. But you know what? It worked perfect. Always things works perfect. I almost reached the goal, which is only £500. But just to think that £3 can save a person life, that's all what I ask people to donate.
That is amazing. You know, that money is going to go to such good use. And the Samaritans, they're just amazing what they do, and the fact that they're there. And I suppose it's just telling everyone that that service is available for people if they need it.
Yeah, and we don't know it. I mean, you've been through also hard time. I don't have family in the UK, so it's different. So it was very, very difficult. But I wish I would know. If I'm honest, I wish I would know.
Yeah.
Because talking about the pain, the grief, the memories just helps it. But many people has different problem. Not everyone just experience grief. People, life is a challenging, a challenging journey. And it's really, really, really good to know that there are people.
And I think talking about things, it does help through those dark moments, because obviously, you know, the loss of Lara last year, I've had counselling, and that has helped me, because it's helped me kind of look at it from a wider angle, if you like, sort of seeing the full picture more just by having conversations and getting things off my chest. So, you know, that's helped me a lot, I think.
I think it's very, very, it's cathartic, therapeutic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it was, the 4 hour streaming was kind of like combination of, I'm calling you now, which that's the words of the chorus, also for myself, 4 years anniversary. For the death of my husband, which was a therapist, and people used to call him at night, people that wanted to, you know, end life. Yeah. And I've been there for 10 years, and I thought it would be the most perfect celebration, because I have to tell you, just to give you hope, after 4 years, there is healing. There is healing of the grief. To everyone that listened to you and lost their loved one in this pandemic, or in any way, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There is. And you don't forget or sort of, you know, get over it. You just kind of find ways, I suppose, to make the sort of the grieving process easier as you move forward and get on,
exactly,
move on with your life. Yeah.
Yes.
And
you don't.
That's why I think it was brilliant of you to do the gig on Friday and do the 4 hours live streaming in the cold church to kind of pay forward and help other people that are in a different place to where you are now.
Exactly. And just to think about when I wrote the song, I came with one suitcase, really was in a dark places, which you will hear in my next releases, because finally I'm opening myself. People always see the smile that I have, which is kind of my branding, always smiling. It is my choice to smile always, just to do something positive when something difficult happened. But there is a lot of pain and you can overcome it. Mm-hmm. And there is support from community, from friends, but also from people, strangers like the Samaritans.
And do you find that the music, you know, and the writing poetry, writing songs, do you find that almost like a form of therapy for you?
Absolutely, because I didn't speak with anyone in those dark moments at when I came here. And when we talk about, you probably know it, you can be down, you can feel the grief, the pain, but you can be really down. You can be suddenly on a Saturday night alone or more, or Sunday morning, and really feel extremely bad. Sometimes alcohol make it even a little bit bigger and amplifies that. So when I write the songs, it's those moments, and you can hear it in the song. I'm calling you now. I'm alone. I'm calling you now. Make me strong, because I'm quite a strong person, and I've been all my life. But even strong people have a breaking point.
So I've often wondered, and a good friend of mine asked me recently, when you're a songwriter or anything like that, when is the distinction between you're writing something for pleasure or for yourself and you're writing something for work? How does that work out? Because I imagine you don't stop writing. You just have to decide what's yours and what's for work.
So I think there is different types of songwriters. They are very talented songwriters that just have the ability to write from here. Right? I'm talking about the best ones, to write from here, but really make it for the others. I am not one of those. I just write from a very pure place, not thinking, oh, that will touch or that will work. And that's why, you know, I'm not a superstar yet, but it's some people and if you look, for example, at Adele's songs, that they are fantastic and how much they touch people, No One Likes You. If you look, it's a group of people wrote it together, top writers together writing it. The top songs that you hear in the chart mostly are top writers that coming together. So you can imagine that it's a different thing when it's group writing or someone that is in despair on Friday night alone. It's different. Do you understand? So I think, like, for example, a song that I sang twice, I think, on Friday, and I love it. I'm sure you do as well. Vincent by Don McLean.
Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it?
Very good song.
Yes.
What a song. This is guaranteed that it's not a group of people wrote it. No. It's just a geniosity of putting, and this is something I'm more connected to, and it was so appropriate to sing it on that night, because Van Gogh was in that despair, had the art, but even though he had the art, it was with all his passion and loneliness and yearning, and he had to finish his life. And so it's all about how we handle the emotions. And
those raw emotions and translation that into a poem and into a song. And I know that you, it's kind of how you work, I suppose, isn't it? You get the poetry and then that sort of then inspires a song, I suppose.
In some ways, for me, some poetry that, you know, we spoke about it in other interviews, I take poetry of others and even of children, that I created a competition for them that children can express themselves. But with me, when I write my own songs, the melody and the words comes together almost in one take.
Yeah.
This is my best song. So that's how I write. But sometimes it's just music inspires me to write. Sometimes it's just the words. But as long as we are creative, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. So the new single, I'm Calling You Now, this is... When's that released?
Wow, 7th of January, the beginning of the year.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. Good start. Wow. You've had a busy start to 2022 for you then.
Yes, I just cannot believe that I'm just the beginning of the year. It's going to be the biggest year for me. So I'm sure I will see you more. But I thought it will be the right way to start the year.
Yeah.
Also for people, after all this high of the holidays, the festive seasons, many people that don't have the family and don't have the support, and the new year resolution is to find a new love, you know, or to be strong, to keep going in 2022.
Yeah.
So I thought to release it at the beginning of the year before we're going to release more uplifting songs.
That sounds like a great idea, because, you know, January, it can be hard for a lot of people, and it is probably one of the most depressing months, isn't it, just by the nature of coming out of Christmas, like
and
you say.
And it always feels like one of the longest, although it's very similar to all the others.
Well, because it's cold and everything else, but, yeah, it's... Yeah, brightening our day hearing your music, Tally. So we're going to play your song now, I'm Calling You. It's been really good to talk to you and really good to check in with you. You're looking very well, by the way. We can see you on the computer screen. You can't see me, but I can see you. You're looking very well.
But you know,
well,
I have an eye infection. That's why I'm with the look of the glasses.
Oh,
but
okay.
Thank you.
You're pulling it off well, Tally.
Pulling it off well.
Good.
Would you like to introduce your song then?
Yes. So can I just say to people that listening to me, if they can go to my fundraising page, Tally Corren, I'm Calling You Now, as my single title, I'm Calling You.
Thank you, Tally. Always a pleasure to talk to you. really lovely, wasn't it? Tally Karen there, and I'm calling you.